You are listening to the War on Autism podcast, where autism, recovery, and life coaching collide. I am your host, Allison Smith, certified life coach and mom of an amazing autistic son. Hello, everybody. How have you been? It has been entirely too long, but not trying to make excuses, but I have been a little bit on the busy side. I actually just finished my certification to be a naturopath. So now to add to radiology, cardiac and vascular ultrasound, certified life coaching, I am now certified naturopathy. So I'm glad that that is under my belt, but it was incredible to take the course and to get a little bit closer to learning everything that I can about autism. Whenever the course presented itself to me, I thought, well, this may be a great opportunity for me to learn other avenues, other herbs, other oils, and things that can help not only my son, but I can pass the information along to you. So that is why I have been out of commission for quite some time, but now that that is completely finished, I am back to my regular podcast recording. And today we are going to hit something that has been a little bit more in social media than I've ever seen it in the past, and that is parasites. So buckle up, because this may be a little bit of a, I hate to say gross, but it may be a little bit gross for some of you, a little bit of a gross episode, but it is so, so, so informative. And if you think this doesn't apply to me, you are dead wrong. In fact, I actually saw a post from a very well-known physician who said, if you have a pulse, you have parasites. And that is so incredibly true. So as I was preparing for this podcast, I was looking at the statistics, you know, how many people really do have parasites? I don't know if it's because I'm in the detox world, and so it's a very common issue that I deal with all the time in my coaching. It's something that I deal with at home personally. I've detoxed from parasites. My son detoxed from parasites. I'm getting my mom detoxed from parasites. Like, it's very much on our radar at home. But I started to think, well, stepping back from the detox world, what does it really look like in the real world? Somebody who doesn't do this for a living. And when I Googled it, I was so blown away, because parasites actually affect 60 million people. That is not 60 million people worldwide. That is 60 million people USA. So you can only imagine the number of parasites worldwide. So 60 million people. Very likely you are one of the 60 million people. And I actually think that the study was not inclusive to children. So I'm guessing that number is way higher than just 60 million. And as I sort of tie in parasites to autism, I am very, very convinced that all of our autistic children have got parasites. First of all, just statistically, due to the vast number of people that we know have parasites in the US, but also I have read lots and lots of books on autism. I've read lots of books, lots of articles, and every book that I have read on autism recovery, on autism healing, on helping your child improve symptoms of autism, every single book mentions parasites. And that's because parasites affect your speech. It's been shown. They affect your speech, they affect your digestion, they affect your sleeping, and all of those things are very common denominators with children who are on the spectrum. So this is an incredibly important podcast, especially if you have a child on the spectrum, if your child is nonverbal or is really, really struggling in that area of communication and speech. This might be the missing link. Maybe you're in speech twice a week. Maybe you are doing all of the exercises to grow the mouth muscles. Maybe you are, you know, trying to utilize a good diet. Maybe that is what you're doing, but maybe there's just something missing. This could be it. The parasites could be it. This could be worth detoxing for. So, signs that you have parasites. So let's just, generally speaking, you can think about this for your child, you can think about this for yourself or your spouse. Signs of parasites: fatigue. So if you have that kid who is just wiped out, you know, you have that five-year-old who goes and jumps on the trampoline, maybe they run and play, but after 15 minutes, they're pretty much done. You know, this is the child that cannot walk the zoo. They have to end up riding in the stroller after being there for 20 or 30 minutes. So fatigue, that's a big one for parasites. Also, irregular bowel movements. Now, this is different for different people, but if you have a child that really, really struggles to get out of bowel movement, and we're not talking about dehydration type constipation, but you know, the maybe the stool consistency wise is normal, but they just really struggle to get it out. That's a huge sign of parasites. Or also just the irregularity of, well, my child, during this full moon, all of a sudden we've got way more diarrhea than normal. That's another big sign of parasites. Another one is the itchy bottom. And you'll notice this more towards the full moon. And I do want to just sort of take a little side note here and give you a little bit of education about the full moon and parasites. So your parasites, they are literally leeches. So they are stuck to the inside of your intestines. And they're hanging onto the wall. They're eating your nutrients and hanging on for dear life, basically. Well, during a full moon, because of the increased gravitational pull, what ends up happening is that stimulates these parasites to reproduce. That is their sign to reproduce. They can tell by the gravitational pull of the moon that it is time to reproduce. So what do? They actually will let go so that they can, I guess you would say, meet in the middle and mate and lay their eggs, and then they go back. So that is why a lot of full moon symptoms will show up. It's because those parasites, they're not just hanging out and eating like they would the rest of the month. During a full moon, they're active. They're moving around. They're trying to reproduce. They're laying eggs, all of those things. So you're going to especially notice maybe your child's itchy bottom at night. You know, maybe you hear them on the monitor and you look on the screen and you see they're just digging in their underwear. That's a huge sign of parasites, as well as sleep impairment during a full moon. So if you've got a kid and you see that full moon coming around and you absolutely dread the full moon, you're like, I know my kid's not going to sleep good. My kid's going to wake up. They're going to wake up early. They're going to fight going to bed. They're going to be restless all through the night. Huge, huge sign of parasites, folks. Huge sign of parasites. So that's another really, really big sign. Also, mysterious rashes and eczema. You know, eczema is a pretty common one with autism, and a lot of that is related back to just leaky gut syndrome. But these mysterious rashes that pop up, you don't know what they are. Do I put steroid cream on it? Do I put Benadryl cream on it? I don't know what this is. Those can be very indicative of parasites. And another big one is anemia, especially pernicious anemia. So this is going to be your anemia that not only do you feel the effects of anemia, which is a little bit of that fatigue, but these are going to be your kids that are pasty white and don't tan. I don't know if you've noticed that about your own child. I actually have a client who is a good friend. We were texting back and forth, and she had come across this. And she said, I can't believe it because my son actually doesn't tan. And I told her, you know, parasites can be a big part of that. It is also linked to B12 as well and some other digestive issues that can be resolved with digestive enzymes. But it's a really, really common thing for our autistic children to just be so pale, to not tan very well. And that can be from parasites, actually, because those parasites are eating all of your good stuff. They're eating your iron. They love iron. So even if you're supplementing iron for your child because they have tested for anemia, unless you're detoxing and getting rid of the parasites, you're basically just feeding that parasite its number one preferred meal. So really good idea to detox, especially if your child has anemia. Another big one is never satisfied. So this is one that's very hit or miss in the autism community. There are, I would say, half of the autistic children don't want to eat at all. It's crazy. It's like, how can you survive on this little food? I don't know how you are making it through the day because you just don't eat. So there's that half of people. And then there's the other half, and they are grazers. These are your autistic kids that, yeah, they'll sit down, they'll eat a couple bites of breakfast, but then in 1 hour, you see them with their hand in the bag of goldfish. and they're snacking on goldfish after they've just eaten breakfast. And then an hour later, they're asking for strawberries. And then an hour later, they're eating something else. And if you have a child that eats and they are continuously eating, that is a huge sign of parasites, because the parasites are eating their food for them. So great idea to detox after that. And then this is probably my favorite symptom to bring up to people, because most parents are like, what? Are you serious? That's a sign? And it totally is. And that is teeth grinding. If you have a child that grinds their teeth at night, huge sign of parasites. I cannot explain the whole logic behind it, but it is proven that a child who grinds their teeth at night, an adult as well, if you have a hard time with teeth grinding, you probably have a parasite. And that's one that you wouldn't think that a parasite living in your gut would have the effect on you orally, but it does. So if any of those sound familiar to you, or they can be applied to your child, then we may be ready for a parasite detox. Now, you may say, well, I only have one or two of those, and those could be because of X, Y, and Z, these other issues. How do I for sure know it's parasite? I really don't want to do a parasite cleanse if it's not really for me. And if you have a few of those and you're just not convinced, then these are my top three people who are at risk. So you can, you know, grade yourself if you're one of these three people. If you're a person who has pets, you are at incredibly high risk of parasites. And it's really funny because, you know, you deworm your dog, you give them things to keep them from having worms, but there's a very high chance that you yourself have them as well. And that's because, you know, your dogs are going to be out, they're going to be stepping in other dog feces, they're dragging that into the house, then you're stepping on it. Your feet are incredibly absorbent. They can actually absorb through the bottom of your feet, and then you have parasites. Not to mention a dog, you know, that licks you or that's close to you. Same with cats. Even though we think of cats being the cleaner species, but if you have a pet, especially one that is an indoor-outdoor, which is pretty much all of them have to go outdoors at some point, if you have an indoor-outdoor pet, you are incredibly high risk. I really want to say 100%, but, you know, got to give myself a little bit of grace. So 99.99%, you have got parasites if you have a pet. The second group of people are your lake people. So if you are a person who spends all summer out on the lake, or you like to float down the creek, if you're somebody who likes that type of water activity and you do that quite a bit, very, very high chance that you have parasites. And then the third person, if you're like, well, I don't have a pet. I don't think I've been to the lake in a few years. I'm not that person. The third person who is very likely to have parasites are those who eat sushi. Go down that rabbit hole if you have time of sushi and parasite eggs. It is crazy. In fact, the last thing that I read was that parasites today have about 70 times, not 70, number 70, 70x, 70 times more parasite eggs in them today than they did back in the 70s. That's insanity, folks. You are eating crazy number of parasite eggs that can hatch in your intestines. So people with pets, people who go to the lake, and people who eat sushi, if you're one of those three, I'm going to say 99.99% you have got parasites, especially if you have some of the symptoms, one or two that correlate with that. So how do we fix it? This is the thing that everyone asks. So how do I get rid of these? I think I have those, but I'm not sure. What do I do? How do I get rid of them? First of all, it's not going to hurt to do a parasite cleanse anyway. If you take it and you don't have a parasite, good for you. You are one of the few. Enjoy it. Move on with your life. But if not, then worst case scenario, you pass the parasites and then you're healthier. So to fix it, I have got two big things that are the most effective for parasites. So, number one is going to be a zeolite. I'm sure that you've seen it on social media, the spray that you can do, the zeolite spray. It's a great product. I have not used that particular one myself. I use zeolite in another form, but any kind of zeolite is fantastic at killing parasites. Try it. It's worth trying. It's worth trying for your kid to do a zeolite. the second product, and this is one of my faves, is the Bioré Kids Happy. So if you're a kid, you want the Bioré Kids Happy. If you're an adult, you want Bioré Primary Detox. So the reason that those two work and the reason I do like those four parasites is because it contains black walnut hull. So you may find another product that has got black walnut hull. Those are very, very effective at removing parasites. So those two, the zeolite and then the Bioré Happy or Primary Detox, fantastic for removing parasites. Now, disclaimer, if you're going to do any type of detoxing, and I say this across the board, whether you're detoxing from yeast, whether you're detoxing from parasites, no matter what it is that you're detoxing, please do yourself the favor of taking a liver support, because zeolite, as well as the Bioré Happy or Primary Detox, when they're killing parasites and pulling out parasites, they are also killing and pulling out extra stuff. Like they may pull out some heavy metal. They may pull out some yeast. They may pull out some mold. And in the process, you're trying to get rid of parasites. You may be pulling other things out that your liver is not prepared to handle. So you really, really, really need a liver support. You can do that Bioré Calm for kids or Bioré Liver Lover for adults. Those are my two favorite. You can also technically get away with just a very high quality milk thistle that you can get at any vitamin store, but you have to take something to support the liver during this time. So I would love to say it's just as easy as doing the sprays and then walk away and you're done. I would love to tell you that, but as a detox coach, I cannot tell you that in good faith, because I would hate for you to do that in the process of killing parasites. You start pulling out other things that make you feel terrible, and you will feel terrible if you do not have a liver support. So does that make sense? Liver support with a zeolite, liver support with a Bioré product. Like I said, you can use Bioré's brand of liver support, or you can use a very, very high quality milk thistle or any other type of liver support. But that is my two cents for that. Now, how do you know that you have passed it? I will tell you, it's not most of the time. It is not going to come out looking like a regular worm that you're going to go fishing with. Like, that's not what you're going to be looking for. It's not what it looks like. And here's sort of the gross part, but I'm going to describe this to you in detail so that you know what to look for. If you have a child who is still in diapers, this is going to be super easy for you. It's a lot easier to look at. If you've got a kid that's potty trained and flushes the toilet on their own, that's a really hard conversation to be like, hey, I know that you were trained to flush the toilet immediately, but I really need to come look at it because you do. If you are detoxing yourself, you need to look. I know that that's really hard for some people, but it is almost essential because you need to know if you are actually passing these parasites. So, buy yourself some gloves and just be prepared. So, things to look for. Liver flukes are actually a really common thing that starts getting passed by people. It's not something you will hear a lot about, but liver flukes are very common, especially for adults. So, if you're an adult and you are doing cleanses, you're trying to get rid of parasites, you are going to be looking for liver flukes. Now, what is it going to look like? It's going to look like chunks. That's the best way I can describe it. So you're going to look for chunks of like red or brown. They're really meaty looking chunks, sort of like a watermelon chunk or a big chunk of tomato. Some of them, I have seen some that actually look like a grub. Like when you pass it, it is sitting on the side of the toilet and it literally looks like a grub worm. It's fully formed. You can tell, oh, that is exactly a parasite. Like I said, they're red, brownish, dark colored, very meaty looking. Those are going to be your healthy liver flukes that pass. Now, if you have old or dead ones that are passing, they will sort of look like apple skins or a pepper skin. They may be rolled up. So if you're passing things that look like red skins, those are liver flukes. You are passing parasites. for your babies. These are going to be smaller. So if you see that in your child's diaper and you think, wow, I have not fed them watermelon. Why does this look like a little chunk of watermelon? That is a liver fluke. So just so you know, moving on, other things to look for are going to be long strips of skin. That's what it's going to look like. And it's really funny because I worked in a medical clinic, and when I was talking to patients, you know, what's your issue? Tell me what's going on. I've had multiple people tell me, oh, I've had this terrible diarrhea and it's so bad that I am even passing part of my intestines. It looks like strips of skin from my intestines are coming out. And now, looking back, I can say, oh, wow, you were passing parasites. That's what they were. So if you have ever had like bouts of really terrible diarrhea and you see strips of skin that are floating at the top, you know, they're almost transparent, they're very thin, that is not strips of skin. That is actually a parasite. So long strips of skin, they don't have to be particularly long. I have seen them up to 18 inches. They don't have to be that long. They can be shorter. You can have little 2 or 3 inch skin looking type parasites. They will float for the most part. Sometimes they will sink to the bottom, but you will know because the consistency is not going to be like the consistency of a normal bowel movement. The other thing to look for, and this is going to be your very, very mature parasites, and they will look like literally like a corn husk. They're going to be like ratty at the ends. They look very fibrous. Those are also parasites. Then those are going to be your more mature ones. Those are ones that have gotten huge. They generally are in a big, big size before they get to look that fibrous and frayed at the ends. But you will know what it is because you will be like, what in the world is floating in my toilet? And it is a parasite. Occasionally, I've seen some people that have passed parasites and they actually do look more like a worm. So not a whole lot to add to that, but you know, look actually for worms. And so you will notice that as you start to pass parasites. Also do want to throw out there, if you start having more solid bowel movements and you notice little white flakes or little white specks, this is a lot easier if you have a child that's still in diapers to notice this. Those are going to be parasite eggs. You will actually start passing parasite eggs sometimes. So keep an eye out for that. Also, little detoxing tip that I'm going to give you for free is that if you find that you are passing a lot of these parasites where you get to go to the bathroom 2 or 3 times a day and all 3 times you're having bowel movements, which are producing parasites. If you get to that point, little pro tip, buy some aloe vera. So you can buy aloe vera juice. You can drink it if you want to. They do make aloe vera capsules. But if you notice you are passing a considerable amount, go ahead and add that to your day-to-day. Because like I said, these parasites, they're stuck to the inside of your intestines. They are hanging on for dear life. When they start to die and you start ripping them out by the use of zeolite or Bioray, they're going to pull on your intestines, which is why sometimes when you start to pass parasites, you will feel some cramping. You will have some loose stools, some diarrhea type stools, and that's because those parasites are hanging on for dear life. And as they pull away, they will create some cramping, some spasming sometimes. And it will create some inflammation. And that's what we don't want, especially for our autistic children, because a lot of them already have so much inflammation inherently. So we want to be sure to add in an aloe vera because that's going to soothe that digestive tract. We're going to fight that inflammation and really help that process go easier on your body. So a little pro tip, add in aloe vera, especially if you start passing a considerable amount. And it actually doesn't hurt to take all the time. It's great for your gut. And also, while I'm on the subject of pro tips, wash your sheets. You need to wash your sheets like every day. Every day during a parasite cleanse, like every day during a full moon, because those little suckers are so active. They're laying eggs. I think a lot of you have heard of, you know, pinworms. Pinworms will crawl out and then come back in. So they're crawling out, they're getting on your jammies, they're getting on the underwear, they're getting on your sheets, and you want to be sure that you are eliminating recontamination. So wash your sheets. And also, just be mindful that the best time to do a parasite cleanse is a few days leading up to the full moon, during the full moon, and a couple days after. That is the absolute best time. It's not going to hurt to do a parasite cleanse for a whole month. It honestly won't, especially if you, during that full moon, you start passing a lot. It's not going to hurt to just continue that parasite cleanse for a full month and hit, go on through the next full moon to be sure that you're getting all the eggs and any little hatchlings that may have been missed. So you can parasite cleanse for a long time, but I would say definitely start a few days prior to a full moon and then continue it through the full moon and several days after. Feel free, if you are passing a lot, to go on through another cycle. Pass through when it's not a full moon until the next one. So I hope that you found that educational. I hope that I have encouraged you to do a deeper dive into being proactive for your health. Parasites really are a humongous issue. I've heard of so many children who have passed parasites and then started speaking because the parasites were taking all of their nutrients. They were taking all of those B vitamins. They were taking their iron, and their brain was not getting what it needed to produce words. So I really encourage a parasite cleanse, especially if you have a nonverbal or a child who is struggling heavily in the communication department, to really go for a parasite cleanse. Now, if this still seems a little scary to you, you're like, I just don't know. Detox in general is scary to me. If you're that person, then reach out. I do one-on-one coaching. We can detox all the things. I generally do an entire detox protocol where I detox you from yeast, mold, parasites, and bad bacteria. I hit it all. If you're going to detox, hey, let's get all the bad stuff in one whack. So if that's interesting to you, then feel free to go to my website at www.warrenautism.org. You can book a diet detox and recovery session with me. Or if you just want to follow me further and get some other tips and tricks and things that will help you along the detox path, then you can find me on TikTok at War on Autism or on Instagram at Allison_Smith_89. Feel free to reach out. I encourage you to continue detoxing. And remember, the war on autism is one battle at a time. Parasites may be the battle today, but it's one worth winning. So until next time, my friends, fight the good fight. Goodbye.